Welcome to Focus Carolina, an exclusive program sponsored by the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Provost Bob Lewin, and I'm excited to share this series of interviews with our Carolina faculty here on WCHL.
Sarah Verbeest is committed to improving the well-being of children and families in North Carolina. Through her work in developing programs for new families and ensuring her research includes racial equity and cultural diversity, she champions Carolina's service mission. Achieving racial equity and the history of child rearing are priorities for Dr. Verbeest and her team.
As we've been talking about how we make sure that all families in North Carolina can thrive, it's really important that we center racial equity in our work. And so our team, the wonderful people that I get to work with here, for ourselves, we've been really challenging ourselves to learn and study and understand and see how racism and whiteness functions in our work, in our organization, and in the systems around us. We've also been really thinking about our history as an academy and as the university, and really thinking about how that history influences the way we work and think. For example, we really need to think about how we do business. As a university, we've seen that it can be really hard for small community organizations to be in true partnership with us, and it's even harder sometimes to pay community people for bringing their expertise to us. So there's a lot that we need to learn so that we see and we can act and undo it and change it. The other really key thing is that we need to change how we approach our work to intentionally center the voices of the people that we want to serve in a genuine and authentic way. So that means that we don't assume what the problem is and we don't assume what the solution is, that we really need to engage together and I think find the ways that our university and the academy can genuinely partner with community groups in a way that we can really kind of catalyze a new way of being and working together. So how can the university be a partner, not in charge all the time? And then I think lastly, going back to the structures and systems issues, that we really need to think about how structural and historic racism have been baked into structures, policies, and systems that make it harder for some people and families to get ahead, and think about how we can really start to shift that.
Dr. Verbeest also heads up the Fourth Trimester Project, which identifies what families need the most right after the birth of a child by sharing stories between new mothers.
What's the absolutely most important first thing for me to say is that I am just the voice of an amazing team of people. So the Fourth Trimester Project is a partnership and a collaborative of a lot of us here at UNC, from School of Medicine and Public Health and Social Work and Information Sciences, coming together and joining together in this work. But it's also a representation of the work that we do with community partners. And in fact, we've engaged with new moms over time and really brought their voices into the work. So we had the opportunity to work for about 2 years with a group of new moms. And over that time, in really listening about their experiences with new motherhood and where there were gaps and where they could have used more support, something that just came up time and time again is that there's just really not enough information for women after they have a baby. And then we kind of heard this theme through, we did national surveys and we have really active social media channels. Women feel like they've been given information about pregnancy and maybe information about childbirth, that they kind of walk into the fourth trimester not knowing what to expect. And so we went back to moms and worked together with them to design a website called newmomhealth.com. So it's designed by new moms, for new moms, to meet this need that women have for information. So the website provides information about physical recovery. It provides information about taking care of the baby, but in the context of the family. We also have resources about going back to work and going back to school and how to deal with friends and family. And then we also have a section that really provides connections so that new moms can connect with each other and also encourages new moms to share the reality of their experience. There's a lot of kind of the image that you put on Facebook where you have everything together, and then there's being honest about how hard it is to have a new baby and what that means for your self-identity. And so really encouraging honest conversations about this period of time.
Thank you for listening to Focus Carolina, sponsored by the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. To hear more interviews, visit chapelboro.com and click on 97.9 The Hill on demand, or visit thewell.unc.edu.